Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
How safe is your stuff in the cloud? Part two of Everything You Need to Know.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And we had so much information from the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler that we had to break it up into two parts, and here we are again. We got the conversation started about how safe our stuff is in the cloud, and now that it's pretty much become the number one storage space for our big pile of digital stuff, we should probably learn a thing or two about it and which one best suits our needs. During part one of our chat, we broke down everything you needed to know about the personal cloud. Back with us to round out the rest of our options is personal tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler. So, Jeff, another option, because there are cloud options to be had, is the public cloud. How do we go about using a public cloud, and how does it differ?
Well, I mean, these folks make some very compelling arguments that, like, listen, they are in the long-term business of keeping our business. They have to earn our money every month, and mm-hmm. so they take security very, very seriously. And they're out there constantly scanning for threats and looking for behavior and patterns that might signal something's going on. And that's why we should trust them. They've also done, especially in the recent year or two, a really good job of integrating tightly with the stuff that we already have. For example, if you're an iPhone person and you use the Apple Photos app and you sign up for the iCloud storage, it's beautifully integrated in there so that you can sort of access pretty much every photo you've ever taken right from the app on your phone. You're not going to get that ease of use from any of these home cloud, personal cloud services. Yes, you can access them on your phone, but it's not as pretty or as beautiful as iCloud or Dropbox. So that's really in their favor. If you do decide to go that way, I would say there's a lot of things that I've sort of come across that people do who use the public cloud to store their stuff that puts them at risk. And so I have some advice in this column that, like, if you're going to go the Dropbox route, you need to do things like turning on two-factor authentication. That's that extra layer of security where the company will send you a text message or some other form of authentication every time you log in on a new device. This is shocking. Like, people put their, like, seriously private stuff in the cloud, you know, their tax returns, you name it.
Wow.
But only 1 to 2% of Dropbox users has turned on two-factor authentication.
Wow.
That's, like, just horrifying, because, like, basically all that separates you or your photos that may be compromising, depending on the kind of photos you take, and a hacker is a password. And so, good grief, that password also then better be a really good one and not be reused on lots of different services.
Yeah.
And changed frequently, as we learned in the Yahoo hack. That's, to me, the scariest part about the public cloud. Like, really, all that's sort of between you and the hackers is a really good password, and maybe a second factor if you remember to turn it on.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler about all things cloud storage and what you need to know about what best suits your cloud storage needs. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jeffrey, rounding this out, let's talk about the private cloud. How does it compare to the others?
So the private cloud is this idea of these drives that you can plug into your router at home. So basically, you have the same ability of the cloud of being able to access your stuff from wherever you are, from your phone, from your laptop, but only you know about it, so that it's less of a honeypot for hackers.
Gotcha. You know, there's always been those external hard drives. It's comparable to that, perhaps?
Yeah, the idea of storage in your house that's attached to a network somehow has actually been around for a while. The nerds back in the day called it NAS network.
Right.
And what's changed is in the last year or so, they've gotten a lot easier not only to set up but also to use. I was able to get, I tested four of them for my column this week, one from Western Digital, one from Seagate, one from a startup called Lima, and then another one called the Apollo. all of them I was able to kind of get up and running within like 15 minutes each. So it was not bad at all. You just plug it in and then literally put an Ethernet jack into your home Ethernet connection.
Gotcha. So you'll feel a little bit more in control perhaps, which is good. What should we look out for though?
Yeah, what's dangerous about the personal cloud is that you're in the server business. And so that means you have to keep these things up and running. You have to make sure that there's no failure in the hard drive or else you could lose all your data. If there's a fire in your house, you could also lose all your data. Yeah. And then you're also responsible for running the security. You have to keep your software updated. You have to have a good password on your home Wi-Fi network. Because unlike the public cloud, you don't have a team of engineers working 24/7 to scan for the latest, newest kinds of threats and ways that the bad guys could get to your stuff.
Right, right. Really important stuff to think about. As always, Jeffrey Fowler, thank you for joining the podcast.
You bet.
Thanks again to Jeffrey Fowler. Check out WSJ.com/tech for all of his pieces on personal technology. That'll do it for the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.